live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on!
Let it ride. Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome into 95.7 The Game. This is the pregame show. Hopefully getting you ready to start your week. We all know that what the Warriors did at their last final regular season game at Oracle got you started off on the right foot. And we're mostly going to talk about that today because I ended up going to the game yesterday. Thought it was a fantastic send-off, but it also made me realize a couple of things, seeing kind of how it all played out, but we'll get to that a little later. Then, of course, we have the golden ticket, which we're going to give you a pair of tickets to every single Warriors home playoff game, and we're going to give you a chance to qualify. First chance is coming up at 5:40. It's going to be a text, tweet, or call. It's the game that we've been playing all week, and then the winner's going to get announced on Thursday. But the Warriors last night, they get the 131-104 win over the Clippers. And, I mean, there's one man on this roster. He's kind of good.
Behind the back by Lou Williams. Fades the baseline into Zubac. Blocked away by McKinney. McKinney knocked it away. Lee on the break to Draymond. Bounce pass. Curry lays it in. All started with a block by Alphonso McKinney.
Alphonso McKinney getting some meaningful minutes, but Steph was the star last night as he went 11 for 20 with 27 points. The Warriors have won 6 of their last 7, rather, and 9 of the last 11 overall. So going into the playoffs, they're doing just about as well as they can do. They just locked up the number 1 seed. We're going to get a little later into the show. Good Lord. It is early and I'm mumbling my words. By the way, you can text Chilton Autobody text line at 95795. Tell me what you think about last night. Were you there? Did you have any sort of mixed emotions going into the game last night? How'd it feel? 888-957-9570. But yeah, Curry, man, he just doesn't stop.
Shamet misses the second free throw. Clippers with a rebound, but Montrezl Harrell can't catch a pass from Lou Williams. Turnover. Curry dribbles the other way. Puts on the brakes. Curry down the lane to the rim. Reverse layup. It was special. 49-46. 8-1 run. Warriors lead by 3.
Curry's the all-time leading scorer over at Oracle, by the way. He just passed Chris Mullin quite a while ago. And last night meant a lot for him. You could tell because pregame, he had the whole jersey reveal and they brought out the We Believe era jerseys, which was really awesome. I think we all kind of expected that because Steph was going into these games with different ones. Last night he wore a Monte Ellis jersey going into the arena. And he came out and, you know, he brought up the jersey, took up both his shoulders, and kind of just let the fans know, yep, this is what we're repping. And then at the end of the game, there was a pretty... It was a worth-it ceremony, but it was also kind of weird because they weren't really acting as if this was the last game at Oracle when everyone else in the crowd kind of felt that it was. Because these Warriors know that they still got the playoffs and there's going to be a home game coming up on Saturday. So the players, it didn't seem like they were looking at it as a send-off. And you know what? It was really cool what they did with the timeouts. They brought out guys like O'Donnell Foyle, Sleepy Floyd, Rick Barry, then Mo Spates. Believe it or not, Mo Spates, even though he wasn't exactly the Hall of Famer that was part of the crowd that came up there, he got the biggest ovation. It's actually kind of cool to see because Mo Buckets, even though, you know, he may not be all that popular of a player around the NBA, in Golden State, he actually means something. So that was actually kind of cool. But this was easily the play of the night.
Curry with the ball at midcourt, drifts to his left off the screen, fakes the three, steps to the hash mark, fires away. Yes, indeed! bouncing down the far wing. And the quarter will end with the Warriors leading by 31. And quite possibly his last regular season shot in this building is a three from deep. And it's very Curry-like.
Now, it wasn't his last shot at Oracle, but it was his last regular season shot, and he was out after that. That was a cool moment. People got on their feet like they do pretty much for every Steph 3. But there was one moment he had where he went up for a dunk and he slammed it down, but then there was a foul call before the shot came up, so they just called it on whoever it was called on Damian Lee, and Damian Lee went up to shoot free throws instead of letting them count the dunk. But here's Steph after game talking about the dunk with a reporter, and the reporter, you could tell, kind of just oozes confidence when he's asking the questions.
Steph, can you kind of walk us through that dunk you had late in the third quarter?
I will not talk about a play that does not count.
Well, still, you know, being able to do that, we don't really see too many dunks from you. Well, come on.
I tried.
Gotta try.
He tried. He has to try.
Tried. Gotta try.
Feel bad for that guy. I mean, all he wanted to do was ask an innocent question about the dunk, and Steph comes at him like that. I mean, the crowd seemed to love it, the beat reporters. Love playing those laughs. So I want to get to Steve Kerr's post-game. He addressed the fans later on, which was really cool, but there were some comments from the players, and Stefan, he talked about the post-game celebrations.
We had 9 turnovers. We shot 17 more shots than them.
Just a conversation, really, in terms of going, I don't remember when it came up, but there was obviously a lot of chatter about this being the last year and in Oracle and how iconic these jerseys were, and just try to make it happen at all costs. So I'm glad we got it done, able to execute a nice little surprise for last night at Oracle during the regular season. And I don't know, for me, it was weird because I used to wear that jersey back in 09. So definitely probably a different experience for me than everybody else. I had never worn that jersey, so it's pretty cool, man, for real.
Just to give you some context about Steph at Oracle and the rest of the Warriors, tonight marked the Warriors' 1,936th and final regular season game. They finished with a record of 1,166 and 770. That's a 60% win. And Stephen Curry led all scorers with 8,075 regular season points. Second is Chris Mullin with 7,580. Steve Kerr, he took some time after the game and he addressed the fans. I want to play the entire thing for you. It's about 3 minutes long, and he just wanted to talk about what Oracle kind of means to him.
Kerr. Switch your attention to center court and work home. Warriors head coach, Steve Kerr.
Thank you. Just want to say a couple of words. It's very difficult to sum up how we feel about this building and all of our fans. But let me just say that for 47 years, Warriors fans have stuck with us through thick and thin. And let's be honest, most of those years have been a little thin. But we got some good stuff going on right now. But I can tell you that from the first day I walked into this building, my first trip as a rookie in the NBA in 1988, the atmosphere in this place just jumped out of the gym. The electricity, the feel, and that held whether for 15 years as a player, coming in as an opponent, coming in as a broadcaster, broadcasting the loudest game I've ever heard, which was Game 6 of We Believe. Never heard that. And all the way now as a coach, the privilege to walk into this building and feel that juice, feel that energy that you all bring and that this building has brought as well. All we can say is thank you to all of you fans. I want to say a special thank you to all of our arena employees here who do an amazing job. And then just, you know, thinking about how many generations of Warriors fans are in the crowd today, you know, we know that your love for our team is something that you pass on to the next generation. So I want to thank all of you who are new Warrior fans. Thank all of you who have been with us for a long time. And maybe go home and thank your grandparents or your parents or whoever turned you on to the Golden State Warriors all those years ago. Thank you. Obviously, this is the ceremonial final game in Oracle. We've got a few more to come. And we're going to need every bit of your support these next couple of months. So thank you. And behind me, we've got a banner signifying 47 years here at Oracle Arena. And this banner will hang in the new Chase Center as well. So thank you to everybody. We love you. We'll see you in the playoffs.
So they ended up bringing up a really cool banner with a big 47 on it, commemorating 47 years at Oracle. And one thing that kind of struck me at the end was this wasn't really a ceremony for the final regular season. It was a ceremony for the final regular season game, but it wasn't a ceremony for the final game at Oracle. It was more like an introduction to the final games of Oracle. I think we're going to appreciate all of them that much more when the playoffs come around. The Warriors did lock up that one seed, by the way, so we'll be starting off at home. Not sure whether it's going to be against the Spurs, Thunders, or Clippers. We got a lot of scenarios in which that can play out, but we'll get to that a little later on. But this is just the start of it. And all these playoffs are going to be, they're going to be a send-off to the Warriors, to Oracle. And it's probably going to be pretty emotional when that last game happens. We don't know which one that's going to be. But I can imagine, considering what they did last night, I can only imagine how it'll be going into the playoffs. All right, you're tuned into the pregame show. Coming up, we're going to continue to hear from postgame from Draymond, KD, Steph. Then at 5:40, you're going to have a chance to qualify for the golden ticket, which gives you a chance to qualify for a pair of tickets to every single Warrior home playoff game. So that'll be coming up here on the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
The NBA playoffs are coming.
Curry dribbles on James, drives on James all the way, goes up and scores! He beat him to the rim! What a move by Curry!
Only on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7. The Game. Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
Good morning and welcome into the pregame show. The pregame show is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with their product experts. Visit goldenstatelumber.com for dates and more information. Just talking about the Warriors, I got that little 131-104 win over the Clippers last night, and they actually had there were a lot of milestones this game. Warriors posted a season-high 16 steals. You could tell that. Kevin Durant was moving up and down the floor. He was actually guarding Landry Shamet, and they made an adjustment after the first half, and we'll get to Kevin Durant's comments after that. There were also a couple of guys on the bench that were getting it done.
Cousins, dribbling middle. Looks, toss to Cook. Cook in the corner. Good close out there. Cook with a bounce pass to Livingston. A beauty right down the baseline for a dunk. 39-35 Warriors.
Livingston's not taking nearly as many shots as he used to. He doesn't seem to be looking for that, you know, that elbow post up or that pull up jumper from the elbow, which is normally his bread and butter. But as of late, over his last 13 games, he shot 83% from the field. So Sean Livingston, though he's not taking as many shots, he's definitely getting it done. He was 4-of-4 last night. Quinn Cook ended up scoring 10 points, and he scored 10 or more in 4 of his last 5 games. And over his last 8, he's shooting 65%. Then Kevon Looney, he led all reserves with 14, his 16th outing with double-digit scoring. And over his last 5 games, he's shooting 69%. And he also added 6 rebounds to boot. And the backup point guards especially, I mean, if they're going up against, say, the Clippers or the Spurs, they're going to need great guard play, especially when the Spurs got, you know, Patty Mills running all around in the Clippers. They're going to get Patrick Beverley back. Landry Shamet kind of made his name known last night to the Warriors fan base. He was involved with the Tobias Harris trade to the 76ers. And then, I mean, Russell Westbrook, yeah, he's going to give you fits, obviously, on the offensive side, but defensively he's not really, he's not going to be as aggressive as Patrick Beverley. And if Steph gets into a lull, I mean, Quinn Cook and Sean Livingston, those are definitely guys that are going to have to step up. And one thing last night also that caught my eye was the fact that Andre Iguodala was out. And they still managed to adjust on the fly. He's normally the leader on that defense, especially for the second unit. And in the first half, they weren't really getting it done. But in the second half, it was obvious that they were taking over, especially with a 41-18 lead. I want to have you listen to Kevin Durant, him talking about the performance of the team.
We had 9 turnovers. We shot 17 more shots than them. Out rebounding them, more assists. Yeah, if we play this way, we get in good shape. You know, I'm sure everybody won't score in the playoff. But if we play this brand of basketball, you know, everybody touching it, everybody getting into their spots when they need it. Knocking down shots, and we should be solid. I like where we at, where we are.
Kevin Durant with another unbelievably efficient game, going 6-of-7 from the field with 16 points. He also got 7 assists on the night. He's been huge, especially when he's been a facilitator and he's had to move around on defense. And I mean, if a wing player gets hot, he's going to be the one going to that guy. And he would manage to take the ball away from Landry Shamet, who ended up only taking about 8 shots on the day. Here's Draymond Green talking about the third quarter explosion.
Oh, we got really active. You know, we were flying around, you know, and guys were getting to the paint. You know, you had guys stabbing at the ball. And I think for the most part, our interior defense was great in the first half. And we needed to lock in a little more on the three-point shooting. And, you know, we kind of funneled everything to the rim. And they hadn't been able to score in the paint the entire game. And that's when we was able to take the game over.
Draymond Green ended up posting 10 points with 10 rebounds, his 8th double-double of the season. And he also added 9 assists. I mean, the assists, the rate at which these guys pass the ball and are able to just straight score off of that, they're 33-4 when they're dishing out 30-plus assists. That's insane. By the way, you can hit up the Chill and Autobody text line at 95795 or give me a call at 888-957-9570. Last night, it was a really cool moment. You know, they had, I mean, the pregame festivities, there weren't really many. There was kind of like it was a cool intro. They had, you know, the fireworks and all that sort of stuff. And it was an interesting pregame. There wasn't really much going on, but it was during the game when they were giving away, you know, when they were getting a player from every decade up there, like Rick Barry, Mo Spates, Sleepy Floyd, and O'Donnell Foyle. Then their halftime was actually really cool, too. They had the Oakland Symphony out there, and they were playing a little montage of the Warriors through the decades. So they were really trying to push the fact that, hey, this has been going on for 4-plus decades, and there's been some history in this building. And I think a lot of people, especially maybe new Warrior fans who showed up not that recently, or recently rather, and they haven't been around for all that long, I mean, maybe it was an eye-opener for them, like showing, wow, this team certainly, it has some history. And one thing that I thought was also really cool was at the end of the game, before Steve Kerr's little address to the fans, he was there were a lot of fans still there. Even though after the third quarter it was over, with and they scored 42 points, not really that many people left. There were a fair few, but for the most part, there were a lot of people who stayed. And here's Steve Kerr on the post game, and he was a little questionable about it.
It was kind of strange, to be honest with you. I mean, it was a really nice moment, and all the fans stuck around, which was great. But we're coming right back and playing game one, Saturday or Sunday. So hopefully, we'll have another send-off in a grander manner.
And what better way to send it off than if they were to win the championship? From the 510 on the Chill Not Body text line, the We Believe jerseys will be the hottest look in the Bay Area. Oh, that's no doubt. Yeah, they were selling Steph jerseys in the team store for a certain percentage off. I can't remember what it was. It was like 25 or 30%. I imagine those flew off the shelves. It was also really cool seeing Kevin Durant in the We Believe era jerseys. Because that's, we were talking about it when we were at the game, my friends and I, and we were saying that's only something you really see in a video game, is when you kind of create a team and you might put Kevin Durant on it and you put him in the little throwback unis, and you don't see it too often, but I really hope they bring them out at some point during these playoffs. I'm sure they will, because the reception that they got off of that was, it was insurmountable. From the 925, the Dubs are playing their best ball as the playoffs approach. It's hard to disagree with that, because these last three games have been about as dominant as we've seen them this season. DeMarcus Cousins was the only one last night who was in the minus. He was a minus one, but regardless of how he plays, you need DeMarcus out there. And the Warriors, they're 18-3 with that starting lineup. I mean, 18-3, it sounds like you can get a little championship win in that. But man, with what they got coming up in these playoffs, it's going to be interesting, because there are literally, thank you to Ethan Strauss of The Athletic, because he laid it out, there are 14 different scenarios in which this can play out. I don't want to go over all of them with you, but the Thunder have two more games left. That's against the Rockets and the Bucks. The Clippers have the Jazz. Then the Spurs have the Mavs. So you want to think that, all right, it's a lock that the Spurs are going to beat the Mavs. You think they should go and win that. So that narrows it down to about six different scenarios in how the 6, 7, 8 seeds are going to play out. The Clippers and Jazz, you can't say whether that's for sure. And the Thunder playing the Rockets and the Bucks. Well, the Rockets have a lot to play for, so that matchup's actually going to be one to watch in the next couple of days. But the one against the Bucks don't really have anything to play for anymore. They're just getting ready for their first playoff run, and they're a young team. I don't personally think they're going to go very far just because of the experience factor. I know it's just a cliche to say that experience, older players make a difference going into it, and it's a cliche, but the thing about cliches is they're true. And the Bucks going into this, they have literally zero experience in the playoffs, so they're really focused on that right now, so I really don't know if that's going to be a automatic win for the Thunder. But there are so many ways this can play out. Check Chill Not a Body text line at 95795. Who do you want to see in the 8th seed? Because that's literally coming up here this week. From the 650, Curry was even rocking a Monte jersey entering Oracle, even though Ellis hated Curry. Yeah. Yesterday when we saw that, naturally, you'd think, all right, he's kind of taking a shot at Monte, but not necessarily. Listen to Steph after the game when he was asked about wearing the Monte jersey.
Obviously, a lot of history that Monte was able to be a part of with the We Believe era. And then, when I got here my rookie year, he was that guy. And I think for me, in terms of representing him on the last game, meant a lot, because we were in that backcourt together. And obviously, when he was traded, it was a tough time in terms of the transition of you know, the organization and things like that. And I wanted to pay, obviously, honor to him in terms of, you know, his story and coming out of high school and doing what he was able to do. You know, he was an Oakland fan, Warrior fan, you know, beloved guy. So only right to have him as the last night of the regular season.
So he was looking at it more that he was honoring Monte, and we all kind of looked at it as a shot. Doesn't really matter who's right. I mean, in the end, Steph did tell the media that, but we don't know if those are his true feelings. He could have really been taking a shot at Monte. Who knows? All right, so in about a little less than 10 minutes, your chance to qualify for the golden ticket, giving you a pair of tickets to every single Warriors home playoff game. And we're going to react again to Steve Kerr addressing the fans. I want to play that for you again, just in case you're getting in the car. This is the pregame show on 95.7 The Game with Steve.
Papa Infante talked to Warriors legend Tim Hardaway.
You know, I was just in awe of the crowd and how they was happy for us, and they just cheered us on.
And Warriors legend Rick Barry.
Without question, that is the most important basketball game for the Golden State Warriors in the Warriors' history.
For legendary sports talk, keep it locked on 95.7. The Game.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
Durant wheels it on Chandler. Lead back jumper off. Kevin Durant is 4 for 4. He has 9 points. Curry for 3 on the left side. 23-19. In the back by Lou Williams. Fades the baseline into Zubat. Blocked away by McKinney. McKinney knocked it away. Lee on the break to Draymond. Bounce pass. Curry plays it in. Curry dribbles the other way. Puts on the brakes. Curry down the lane to the rim. Reverse layup. It was special. Lou Williams drift. Now feeds Harrell down the lane. Blocked by Bogut. Knocked away. Bogut with the reach. Curry dribble drive to the rack. Left hand up and good. Curry, it's his world. We're just kind of living in it. Curry with the ball at midcourt. Drifts to his left off the screen. Fakes the three. Steps to the hash mark. Fires away. Yes, indeed! Steph Curry prancing down the far way. And quite possibly his last regular season shot in this building is a 3 from deep. And it's very Curry-like. There's the horn. Well, this building has seen so many great players, so many great characters. It has produced so many great moments in 47 years of Warriors history. But there is more history yet to be made. Final score, the Golden State Warriors 131 and the LA Clippers 104.
131-104 was the final. Like you said, 47 years of straight history, as on my TV right now, showing the Yasiel Puig ejection. Cody, did you see that yesterday? You're a Pirate fan. That's kind of going off topic here for a little bit, but I mean, did you expect anything less than from a guy like Yasiel Puig to get to the first ejection of the season with a bases clearing, benches clearing brawl, whatever you want to call it?
Well, you saw why they had that whole, what's it, kerfuffle, as Steve Kerr likes to call it. It's because Derek Dietrich earlier in the game hit a home run into the river in Pittsburgh. Huh. And then he hit another one later in the game. And Archer wasn't happy, so he threw behind him, and that happened. No, I'm not surprised Puig was the first person to get ejected, but I thought he was going to be turning over a new leaf in Cincinnati, but, well, apparently not.
Well, you know, it's what do you expect? He's Yasiel Puig. I mean, the dude gets hot, and I like the way he plays, but he's a perfect villain for baseball, but it's just kind of funny seeing it in the other side, especially in a jersey in red. The pregame show is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee, meet, and greet with their product experts. Visit goldenstatelumber.com for dates or more information. Just in just about 2 minutes, it's going to be your first opportunity to text, tweet, or call to qualify for a pair of tickets to every single Warriors home playoff game. We're calling that the golden ticket. You can be like Charlie Bucket and Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory and just walk around and yelling, I got a golden ticket, and then having people try and buy it off you. And then you're like, no. And then you run away. And, you know, the candy man is your best friend. Man, those Warriors throwbacks were cool last night. That had to be, for me, last night being at the game, I think the one of the cooler moments was for sure them unveiling the We Believe era uniforms, because they came out, they did a little bit of the pregame rituals, all the dance and everything with the California Love remix, which I use to get jacked up every day. But they came out, and then they got in a little group, and then they kind of ripped off their warm-ups, and then they revealed to the crowd their We Believe jerseys. I thought that was the coolest moment. Sorry, I read the word morning on the Chilton Auto Body text line. From the 209, KD looks amazing. So did the Warriors bench. Bogut had probably the block of the night. He is... He's becoming one of the more underrated signings of this team, even though they got him really late. And, you know, we didn't think it would really mean much because he played in an Australian league in which he only played once a week. But he's come in and looked, it looks like he's never left. I mean, it's been, what, 3 years since he's been gone? Nothing's really changed. It is time now for the Golden Ticket, presented by the Golden State Warriors and 95.7 The Game. Each day at this time, we'll give you three chances to qualify for a pair of tickets to every Warriors home playoff game. One lucky winner will be chosen on Thursday, April 11th. The game we're playing is text, tweet, or call. First chance to qualify is through text. All right, through text right now. Text the keyword BOX. B-O-X. Again, that's BOX. B-O-X to 95795, the Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795. Text the keyword BOX. Keep listening. In about 5 minutes, we're going to give you another chance to qualify with a new keyword. Reminder, get your official verified playoff tickets at warriors.com. Next time, you're going to have to use Twitter. And I want to get Steph's post-game comments right here, talking about the vibe last night.
Not really, to be honest, because there is still like the inevitable playoff home appearances and stuff like that. But, you know, when you get in the locker room and the game gets closer and closer, definitely a different feel. Just in terms of what tonight means, you know, closing out 47 regular seasons playing in this building. So, and then especially when we saw, you know, the throwback jerseys in our lockers, that's when it, I think, it became, you know, a little bit real. Like, tonight's a different type of celebration. So, pretty cool night all the way around. Glad we got the win in the fashion that we did. And just a night of celebration, you know, blending the history and the present. And looking forward to next weekend.
You know, I wonder what's more important to this core of players right now. It's either winning a championship right now to close the game or close the season at Oracle and close its final ever season, or do they want to win a championship right out the gate at Shea Center just to kind of open it up with this decade? And, you know, you saw last night, you saw how important Rick Barry is to this Warriors franchise still after 40 years. So I wonder what's more important to them. Obviously, right now, you don't really want to ask them that question because, you know, they're trying to focus on winning a championship now. But I do wonder, and I do think it's interesting, whether they find it more important to close out the last season at Oracle with a championship or open the next season at Chase Center with a championship. From the 209, not to stir up drama. Yeah, they're playing pretty good. You think there's something behind KD not knowing about the jerseys? He said 10 days ago, Curry knew. Yeah, that was odd. I think they announced it a week ago. Here's Kevin Durant talking about that after the game.
They surprised us with the jerseys. I didn't know about them until like last week. It was a great surprise. Great for the fans, man. But I'm sure it was a nostalgic moment for everybody in the stands. And see a couple new names on the back of those old Warrior jerseys. Pretty cool. But great regular season here at Oracle. Looking forward to the playoffs.
Now, he acted like it was a surprise, but listen to Draymond after.
It was a great atmosphere to wear these jerseys. You know, it was amazing, obviously. These jerseys hold a special place in Warriors fans' heart and you know, this organization and the history of this organization. So it was great to go out there and playing these jerseys for the last regular season game here in, at Oracle. And it doesn't hurt that they're pretty dope. So, that didn't hurt at all.
And, I mean, it definitely doesn't hurt. From the 201 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, hopefully Dubs open up with Spurs' easiest possible matchup. I mean, are they? You see, the Spurs' LaMarcus Aldridge isn't that kind of power forward slash center who's going to just post you up the entire time. He's also got a mid-range game, which you don't really have with Steven Adams and Ivica Zubac. So, you know, I'd feel like with the Spurs, they're not going to give you as much trouble with the guards, but I feel like they're going to give you as much trouble with the bigs. From the 4115, apologize for saying Monte hates Curry. Oh, good Lord. I'm not even going to get into that little text thread. Oh, I just lost it. I lost the golden ticket, Reed. But yeah, last night, man, it really didn't feel like it was. They didn't make it feel like it was the last game at Oracle. They just made it feel like it was a great time to kind of introduce these last few games and make us all kind of appreciate it more. All right, right now, we're giving you another chance to qualify for the golden ticket. Text, tweet, or call is the game. It's time for the tweet portion. Tweet portion. Log on to Twitter right now and tweet the keyword turnover. As in, the Warriors really did not have that many turnovers last night. Again, that's turnover, and use the hashtag 957GoldenTicket. Tweet turnover and hashtag 957GoldenTicket. One more chance to qualify coming up in a little less than 5 minutes. Do you want to see the Warriors rest any of their players against the Pelicans? Do you not really care about this last regular season game, or do you want to still keep them loose before Saturday? Because a week off is a long time, and we've seen with these guys that sometimes, I mean, not exactly talking about back-to-backs, but when they're playing every other day, they kind of got a nice little flow going. So, I mean, resting them, it might take a little steam out of their engine a little bit, but, I mean, I don't really see a point in playing anyone. Here's Steve Kerr after the game talking about it.
Yeah, we're gonna rest guys, but we haven't figured out exactly how we're going to do it. The most likely thing we'll do is, you know, take the probably eight guys who we would want to rest, split them up four and four, and four of them play one night on the back-to-back, four of them play the other. That's roughly what we're thinking. We haven't thought much more than that, but there's no point in, you know, playing everybody both nights with, you know, risking injury, but I would like everybody to play one of the games just to get rhythm for the playoffs.
I mean, that's good. That's what's going to be most important for sure. But also, I mean, these bench guys have been performing. I don't know if you heard this earlier, but I'm going to reiterate this because this is really, I mean, these numbers kind of speak for themselves. Kevon Looney has led all reserves with 14 points. And over these last five games, he's shooting 69%. Sean Livingston, he was 4-4 last night. In the last 13 games, he's shooting 83%. We've seen Sean Livingston kind of drop off a little bit this season in terms of efficiency. So getting him on the right track, that's all the more important. And Quinn Cook, he scored 10 last night. And over his last eight, he's shooting 64% from the field. So it's these guys, man. They're going to, I mean, they may not seem like they make a difference now, but player goes down. You know, I feel like, especially when it comes playoff time, these teams, they're for sure going to target DeMarcus Cousins. Because we've seen Cousins get called time and time again, especially if you watched last night, there were just fouls that didn't deserve to be called. So seeing the Clippers, they were really trying to go after him. And going forward in the playoffs, they could try and take advantage of that. But this 6-7-8, I really don't know how it's going to be seeded. This is probably the most exciting final week of basketball in Western Conference history. the Thunder, they got to play the Rockets and the Bucks going forward. Then the Clippers got to play the Jazz. Then the Spurs got to play the Mavs. I don't know whether the Spurs-Mavs is a lock for the Spurs to win, but I think the Spurs are probably going to pull that out. So in which case, there's going to be six separate scenarios if the Spurs do win. Clippers are playing the Jazz. The Jazz, they're always a good team. They're a well-coached team, and they can shoot the three. So you never know with the Jazz. Then you got the Thunder, who are playing the Rockets and the Bucks. The Thunder have been known to heat up at times and then also cool off at other times. But here's KD, talking about last night's performance and how this can carry over into the playoffs.
We had 9 turnovers. We shot 17 more shots than them. Out rebounding them, more assists. Yeah, if we play this way, we're in good shape. You know, I'm sure everybody won't score in the playoffs. But if we play this brand of basketball, you know, everybody touching it, everybody getting into their spots when they need it, knocking down shots, and we should be solid. I like where we are.
From the 209 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, should be fun basketball. Yep, 100%. All right. This is it. It is your final chance to qualify for the golden ticket on the pregame show for today. Call right now, 844-999-GAME. Don't call the 888-957-9570 number. Do not call that regular line. Call right now, 844-999-GAME. That's 844-999-4263. We'll go with caller number 27. For the amount of points that Steph Curry scored last night, caller number 27 will qualify to win a pair of tickets to every Warriors home playoff game. If you don't get through, don't worry. There are plenty more opportunities to qualify. Go to 957thegame.com for details. And don't forget, get your official verified playoff tickets at warriors.com. All right, so I played this at about 5:10 this morning, and I'm going to play it again just in case you missed it, because you are up early, and not everyone who's up this early was able to stay up for the end of the game last night. But Steve Kerr did address the fans about their last regular season game at Oracle, and here's what he had to say. It's about 3 minutes long, so please be patient and listen.
Kerr. Your attention to center court and work home. Warriors head coach, Steve Kerr.
Thank you. Just want to say a couple of words. It's very difficult to sum up how we feel about this building and all of our fans. But let me just say that for 47 years, Warriors fans have stuck with us through thick and thin. And let's be honest, most of those years have been a little thin. But we got some good stuff going on right now. But I can tell you that from the first day I walked into this building, my first trip as a rookie in the NBA in 1988, the atmosphere in this place just jumped out of the gym. The electricity, the feel, and that held whether for 15 years as a player, coming in as an opponent, coming in as a broadcaster, broadcasting the loudest game I've ever heard, which was Game 6 of We Believe. Never heard that. And all the way now as a coach, the privilege to walk into this building and feel that juice, feel that energy that you all bring and that this building has brought as well. All we can say is thank you to all of you fans. I want to say a special thank you to all of our arena employees here who do an amazing job. And then just, you know, thinking about how many generations of Warriors fans are in the crowd today, you know, we know that your love for our team is something that you pass on to the next generation. So I want to thank all of you who are new Warrior fans. Thank all of you who have been with us for a long time. and maybe go home and thank your grandparents or your parents or whoever turned you on to the Golden State Warriors all those years ago. Thank you. Obviously, this is the ceremonial final game in Oracle. We've got a few more to come. And we're going to need every bit of your support these next couple of months. So thank you. And behind me, we've got a banner signifying 47 years here at Oracle Arena. And this banner will hang in the new Chase Center as well. So thank you to everybody. We love you. We'll see you in the playoffs.
That was a really cool moment last night. I was able to stay there till the end of the game to watch that. You noticed that Steph was sitting in the back. He was the only player to stay out for the little send-off, as Steve Kerr puts it, even though it's not really a send-off considering it's their last just regular season game. But another thing in that speech that kind of made me thankful for Steve Kerr in general was just him thanking the employees of Oracle. That, when he was doing the speech, that ended up getting the biggest standing ovation, I'd say. And the thing with him is he's just an inherently good guy by all accounts. Whether you may disagree with the way that he kind of, you know, goes after the refs, or maybe you have a problem with the rotations he puts out there. If you feel like you could coach better than him for some whatever reason you feel, yeah, that's fine. But one fact that still remains is that he's just an overall good dude. So yeah, I'm thankful that he's the coach of this team. And going forward into the Chase Center, hopefully he'll be around for a lot longer, because, I mean, he's a heck of a person. And he's been the perfect leader for this team going into it. So have nothing but praise for Steve Kerr going forward. All right, tonight, anyone even watching the national championship? I mean, me personally, I just don't want to like miss out on anything, especially after watching Villanova take that one in the last second. Because that was probably one of the coolest moments I've seen in sports. I think his name was, Chris Jenkins or something. I'm really not a big college basketball guy at all, because there's just so many things going on that, I mean, there's really no time to watch any of it. But when March Madness comes around, all of a sudden I'm like a college basketball fiend. And then, I mean, I'm not really too big on like, I need the big teams to get into the Final Four. The ratings say that they should, because it turns out that people really do want these big teams in there. They want the Dukes. They want the Kentuckys. They want the UNCs. I don't really care as long as it's a good game. Although I guess I'm just guessing here, but apparently these are two very defensive minded teams. So it's going to be low scoring. And over the weekend also, couldn't go without mentioning at least the Giants. They ended up losing the series to the Rays, falling to the 1-2. But overall, man, the thing that's frustrating, or that's going to be frustrating with this team, is that the only way they're going to win is if they play perfect baseball. There's nothing they can really fall back on if there are mistakes made. No, they can't make errors, because for some reason, every single time there's an error, the other team manages to capitalize on it. Can't walk guys or get guys on base. They're too, how should I put this? They're just too valuable. And you're not going to be able to rely on just a long ball to get you out of the situation. And then I also have to mention yesterday's little A's game. Blake Treinen walking 4 in a row just to get the Astros the 9-8 win. Those are actually some of the more entertaining baseball games that you'll ever watch. Those A's or Astros are playing. That's a good series to pay attention to. But the Giants got the Padres coming up. And despite all this stuff about the Giants season being terrible, and you know about how it's going to go in the grand scheme of things, watching these teams in the NL West face them, these teams in the West are good. And they got good young players. If you're a baseball fan, you'll want to pay attention to the Padres because they're going to be a team to reckon with in the future. So maybe not exactly their pitching staff, except for Michael Paddock. But other than that, the roster that they got, the lineup that they're putting out there with Machado and Fernando Tatis, Hosmer, Will Myers, they got a good lineup, and it's a good young core of players that they're going to have. They're going to have success moving forward, and that's a given. So, I mean, watching all these young teams, I think that's what I'm trying to enjoy most about this baseball season. So we'll see how it goes. Coming up, Joe Coz and Dibs are going to be in studio. Coz is walking in right now. He's looking dapper, looking great. John Dickinson's going to be joining their show at 6:30. Jim Barnett at 8:30. Easy there, Coz. Watch out. Oof. Noises everywhere.
That was just me, not even the equipment.
It's okay.
Then man, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah?
You're crushing it this morning.
Am I?
I felt like it was at the last game at Oracle.
Did you feel that way?
This whole hour, I felt that way.
Yeah?
I relived it through you.
I appreciate that I could
do. You enjoyed it, didn't you? You did a good job.
I appreciate that I could do that for you. They also got Alex Pavlovich coming up at 9:10 and Tim Roy at 9:35. Joe, Coz and Dibs are next.